Hi, this is the Limitless Podcast with your host, Lori Moylov, and I have a special guest today, Marnie Wadner, and she is a creative strategist and marketer with over 15 years in the music and entertainment industry. She's a CMO of Sona, which is a music therapy app that relieves anxiety using scientifically tested restorative music, and also a co-founder of Equilibrium, which is an initiative that brings wellness resources to the music industry. So Marnie, I wanted to know a little bit more deeper about your story. You kind of started in music and then you're now bridging the gap between music and wellness. What kind of initiated that? Like, I see in your story, like anxiety. Can you kind of go into depth about that and your journey?
Yeah. So I'd always had, thank you so much for having me, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to be here. I've always had kind of an interest in wellness and, you know, all kinds of different, you know, experimenting with alternative therapies, dietary theories, all kinds of stuff like that from a very young age. And I also always struggled with anxiety. So I was always looking for ways to kind of relieve the anxiety, get to the root of it, but also, you know, stop it from happening when it did, because it was getting in the way of stuff. And along the way, I was also, a creative person who liked, you know, mostly entertainment. I grew up, I went to school for theater. I moved to New York and was an actor for a few years and then transitioned from that and thought, I think I'd like to be in the music business. So I started interning at a management company, worked there for a few years, eventually started doing marketing and started my company Sneak Attack Media and ran that for 12 years. We did digital marketing and brand partnerships and all kinds of fun stuff with a lot of amazing artists and other folks. Along the way, I like always was still struggling with anxiety and about a little bit into my 10-year running Sneak Attack, it just became kind of overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And I saw a practitioner who basically helped me do a bunch of testing to see like what I was deficient in and really kind of granularly find out what was happening. I had like tried medication in the past and things like that. And I really was able to like change a lot of how I was feeling by changing a lot of my lifestyle. And I was very excited about it. But I was also very frustrated that it was like really hard to find that information out. And why don't we all have that information? And I was working in the music industry still, obviously, at the time. But I decided to get my health coaching certification to try to scratch the surface. It's like, I don't have time to become a doctor. What can I do?
That's so cool.
it was a good foundational training, and you know, that's kind of where Equilibrium was born out of, because Nicole, my co-founder, is also a holistic health coach who works in music. And obviously, you know, the journey goes on from there, but that's kind of where it sort of was like, okay, music, wellness, because the whole way through I was dealing with my own journey and my own anxiety and my own health issues. I was meeting artists that were also dealing with stuff, and even people in the music industry. Like I'd have an artist in town talking about their release and their tour and everything, and we'd end up talking about, are you drinking enough water? You know, are you dealing with anxiety, and trying to give them tips on how to keep healthy on the road.
Yeah. And speaking about that and wellness and whatnot, like can you give us, some of our listeners, maybe some tools and things that you've kind of discovered over the years in what you do that kind of help with anxiety or whatnot? Some of the things that some of our creatives are kind of dealing with in today's landscape.
Yeah, definitely. One of the things that I like and I talk about all the time is breath work. I think it's a pretty easy thing to incorporate into your day. You've always got your breath with you. It's free.
Yeah.
So I really love it. I love in particular, and you know this because you follow our Equilibrium channel and you've seen me demonstrate it. But I love the 4-7-8 breathing technique, which is essentially inhaling through your nose for four counts, holding for 7 counts, exhaling through your mouth for 8 counts. Mm-hmm. And I love it because it feels great when you do it. And you can do it for like 4 cycles of that. But the act of exhaling for twice as long as you're inhaling activates your parasympathetic nervous system, which really does, you know, that's your rest and digest state. Mm-hmm. So when you're in that moment of panic, I do this all the time. I'll be like, and then I just, you know, remember my breathing. It's an amazing thing.
Yeah. Wow. That's such a cool tool to share. Like, and I know that some of us like even sometimes forget. So also a wonderful reminder, because sometimes anxiety or anxiousness, and we forget, like, because we're so in the moment and have all these thoughts and things going on, and we just need to like relax and just breathe.
It's so easy to forget. I forget it all the time, and I'm always talking about it to people, but it's like so much easier to tell other people to do it than, you know,
right.
do it yourself. So sometimes I should make myself like a piece of art that just says like breathe 4, 7, 8 or something. I don't know. But yeah, so that's definitely one. Also exercise, I think, is like, you know, it's something that we all know, and we know that we should do it, and the should, but, you know, the reality is that exercise can be like having a dance party or doing, you know, a few minutes of jumping jacks or just shaking your body. You know, like I see sometimes when my dog will just shake out her whole body and I know, and it, you know, sometimes they say that it is sometimes something that they do as a stress reliever. And I'm like, oh, I can do that too.
Yeah.
And it feels great to just like literally shake out your whole body. It's a great little reset.
Yeah, so true. I mean, I just hope we don't see random people on the streets just now shaking their body, because you're like, okay,
I'm
they're
here
relaxing.
For it. I feel like we can normalize that. Like, normalize
breathing.
Shaking your body in the streets. Yeah. Just shaking it out.
Just shake it out, right? Shake it out. One question I have for you is, you know, you kind of are now this expert in marketing, and especially in the music field, but now also in wellness. Can you kind of touch on like, some of the things you have done creatively, and like whether it's like a brand campaign or an alignment with the artist or, you know, some event or something?
Oh gosh. Yeah, I can think. I mean, also, I don't know if I'll ever be an expert in anything, but thank you. That's very nice to say. Still always, always learning.
Oh, it's true.
Will be. let's see. So gosh, there's been so many campaigns over the years that I've worked on and done, but let's pick one. I will say I loved doing, and I'll try to narrow in on a specific one, but I really, really loved doing like brand partnerships and, you know, pairing up an artist with a brand, even if it was like a small brand, even if it was a regional brand, but something that really aligned. You know, just kind of this is one, it's really a throwback, but I love it because I remember the comments on the social media posts were like, so great. They were like, this makes so much sense, blah, blah. But we did a partnership with, there's an artist called Jesse Rubin. I haven't talked to him in years. So Jesse, hello, he's a great artist. And he was all about, you know, kind of just natural things. He was recovering from Lyme disease when I met him. And we did a partnership with him and the brand Kiss My Face, the like natural face products and toothpaste and stuff. So he was in the social media campaign, and we coordinated all this stuff, and we did a giveaway. I feel like it was around Valentine's Day. I can't remember. It was years ago, but it was so wonderful and so fun to put those two things together. And I loved seeing like people from both sides being like, oh, like, this makes so much sense for Jesse to be involved in this. I love these. I love him, and I love this brand. And I love seeing people on the Kiss My Face side being like, thank you for introducing me to this artist. This is great. And I was like, this is like, what else could you ask for? It's so rewarding.
That's so cool. I kind of feel like it's kind of like a matchmaking in a sense, but on a marketing side, and kind of reminds me of, I don't know if you've seen the show Emily in Paris. I just see Marnie as like Emily in Paris, basically, but you're not
my
in Paris.
My mom said the same thing. My mom's like, you need to watch it because you're in marketing.
Yeah, I could just imagine you as that. So definitely you'll have to see it. And our listeners will have to watch that too. It's a great show on Netflix. So Emily in Paris. Are there some, I guess, like through like finding these alignments and stuff? And I feel like that has to do also with wellness as well and creativity. How do you kind of like navigate that? Like, you know, is it kind of like, does it just pop up as an idea for you, or how does that kind of like stem? Like, you know, just like with that artist, like you, it was just like a perfect alignment. How does that kind of come together, I guess, from a marketing standpoint and like also as like the artist coming together with that brand?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it usually starts with, you know, an in-depth conversation with the artist or the brand, depending on who the client is. And talking about, you know, what's the gist, like, who are you? Who are you not? Like, who's your dream association? You know, and really kind of doing some branding exercises to figure out, like, even if it's an artist, you know, thinking as the brand, like, who am I? What do I do? What do I not do? Who's my audience? Who's not my audience? And figuring out kind of what they're passionate about. Where's that intersection of like things they're passionate about and what their audience will appreciate and what aligns with their art and their music. And then we usually make a giant list of like the dream partners, you know, for a brand, it might be the dream artists that they want to work with. For an artist, it might be the dream brands, or, you know, vice versa. So, and then we just start going, okay, well, you know, well, I do know someone here, like maybe we start here, or like, this is like top of the list, you know, dream one, let's just go for it. Let's just hit them up and just tell them what our mission is. And it's so fun. It's like a really fun thing, 'cause you meet so many people doing it, and then sometimes something just clicks.
Wow. Yeah. And I feel like that has a lot to do with creativity, is where something just clicks, you know, it just flows. Can you kind of go into maybe like a campaign or something that you worked on that where it just kind of like aligned and flowed for you?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's definitely the one that I was just talking about, definitely did. Trying to think of a more recent one. It's like my brain has been reset. I think just to speak more generally, I think it's really all about kind of also having a specific enough idea of what the partnership would look like, and also understanding what is wanted and needed on both sides. So if you're the artist and you're looking to do a partnership with a brand, you have to understand like, what are the non-negotiables for you? What do you want out of this deal? But also like, what is the brand going to want and need? And so kind of like doing their research, it's not sexy and creative, but doing the research, but it, you know, it enables you to be creative to figure out like, oh, you know what? It looks like this brand is trying to reach my audience. They are trying to reach the type of person that, you know, that I speak to already. So I have something to offer here. You know, you also can look at like things like social numbers, which, you know, it totally sucks, but you know, it is good to like kind of say, all right, you know what? I've got a good social following. And, you know, even if it's not a lot, you know, people are engaged and clearly showing that. And then you kind of can see, you know, maybe some past partners that they've worked with, the brands, or, you know, things that they tend to talk about a lot, like, oh, they clearly care about, use wellness as an example. They clearly care about wellness. Let's, you know, and I'm a wellness brand, like whatever it is, you know, you kind of like find the puzzle pieces that fit together and then come at it from the point of view of like, here's my pitch. Here's kind of how I see this working. Here's what you get. And obviously here's what I'd get. And, you know, being really clear about what you as the partner would bring to the table, or your client or whatever.
Yeah. Wow. So true. Like, I think like finding that perfect match and then bridging that gap, and knowing, like you said, the negotiable points on each side, you know, each party wants to be happy, at the end of the day, with whatever, partnership comes about. The question I have also is, a lot of our creatives, as you said, like, you're very into wellness, it sometimes is a struggle, right? Whether it's keeping, you know, creative, keeping going, reaching out or dealing with, I would say a lot has to do with rejection. If you're an actor, actress, you're going out for all these calls and getting callbacks or same with music, you might be pitching music and just getting a lot of no's. So I guess for some of our listeners, what are some things that they can do on the wellness side to balance some of that rejection that they're dealing with maybe on a daily basis because they just sent their headshot to, you know, this agency and another agency and they're getting no, and they're getting all these doors shut, but it's like, you know, they're super talented and, you know, they just need to keep going. What are some wellness tips and things that you can suggest?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that is a real thing. I think that, you know, the entertainment industry kind of throws a whole big wrench into wellness.
Yeah.
There's like, there's so many unique elements to it, especially being a performer, whether you're, mm-hmm. you know, and a creator, whether that's an actor or, you know, a musician, what have you, even a producer, like anyone on the creative end, it's true. Like there's only so much creation you can do in your own bubble before you need somebody on board to kind of bring, I mean, you know, even if it's a team member or something. So I think the biggest, and it does, you know, impact mental health, of course, you know, I think the biggest thing I can say is to have some kind of centering routine that you do, like a grounding practice of some sort that you do almost unfailably daily. Of course, there's days where we don't do our routines. It just happens. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in that, I would say, you know, also forgive yourself for not doing the thing. But like to have a practice that you can come back to, whether it's a spiritual practice or if it's a meditation or if it's a breathing exercise or if it's some kind of like anchoring, grounding, you know, specifically grounding meditation. I keep saying grounding because I just feel like that is the most important thing that people in the creative field can do because they, you know, it is there's so much uncertainty. There's so much excitement, but then there's also like scary uncertainty as well. Mm-hmm. And so remaining grounded is just, it's so important. So I would even say like, you know, when you're feeling kind of upended like that, not only to kind of really bring it back to gratitude practice, which is always helpful when you're feeling despair and sort of, oh, nothing's going right. And, you know, really like watching your words, because what we say matters, right? What we say happens. So saying things like, nothing ever goes right for me, or I'll never get that show, or things like that. You know, I firmly believe in the power of the universe. And I believe that the universe hears us and goes, oh, okay, you'll never get that show. I understand. Mm-hmm. I'll do what you say.
Yeah.
And so really, you know, I also think there's a balance and, you know, not being just, you know, everything's great always. I mean, you have to be realistic, but, you know, like actually, you know, having an affirmation routine, you know, that kind of just says like, I'm doing this, not I'm going to do this, but I'm doing this, and like kind of setting time for yourself to visualize and manifest that stuff. It just kind of went all over the place with those things, but those are all kind of,
yeah, they're all kind of like, I feel like it's all jam packed in because like you kind of want to be grounded. And then like in the whole like creativity thing, it's, you know, creating and manifesting that. And it's such a unique space because even with that, when you create something, sometimes you're like, I don't even know how that like came to be. Like I know for myself with songwriting too, like I'll be like, how did that, like, I'm like, this is so cool, but I have no clue. Like if I had to do it again, there's no way. Like, I'm like, thank God I recorded it because there's no other way. Like otherwise it just would never exist. So that's an interesting thing with creativity is like, you kind of have to capture it. And I don't know. Like, can you give kind of pointers on what's the best practices in capturing your creativity or like maybe joining communities, stuff like that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think community is key, you know, if not just to have people that are like-minded to bounce ideas off of and kind of keep your spark alive. There's nothing better than like talking with someone or creating with someone or just having one of those conversations where it's just like and this and this and this and this. And
yeah.
That, you know, you feel like supercharged after that. So I think like having those regularly, having a community, cultivating a community that you can do that with is like, that's such a wonderful thing to have. And, you know, even if it's just a handful of people, you know, but really like nurture that, those relationships, because mm-hmm. it matters, and doesn't matter where they're located. They could be all across the world, but having that is really important, especially also for like accountability as well. Oh, you said you were going to write a new song today. Oh, you said you were going to do yoga.
So true. I think a core thing, especially for those in the creative space, is wellness, because you can't share your creativity if you're not, you know, 100% well. And I think that has to do with mind, body, spirit, all of that all together. And I think like that leads me to the one word that you'd like to share that kind of is in the creative space. What would that one word be?
For me, that word would be freedom.
Freedom. Wow. Yeah. I love that one. I think everyone wants freedom, especially in their creativity, to have no bounds. And that's why we're limitless creatives over here. The other question I have for you is, where can some of our listeners kind of come to connect with Marnie? Like maybe they need some consulting or want to jump on Equilibrium or, connect or use the Sona app. Where can they kind of find those resources and connect with you?
Yeah, for sure. So you can find me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's just my name, Marnie Wandner, Wandner. Mm-hmm. And then you can also find Equilibrium. Instagram is probably the best place for Equilibrium as well, because there's a bunch of resources. We've got some sessions with practitioners. We've got the reset series that we were talking mm-hmm. about, tips and things like that. And that is, this is Equilibrium on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And then Sona, the app, you can download the app. It's available for iOS and Android. You can download it from Sona, Sona.care. Mm-hmm. And you can find the app on Instagram at Sona Cares. And I can't wait for people to try it out. It's an incredible way to relieve your anxiety very quickly.
The music is amazing.
Music.
Yeah. The music is amazing. I definitely tried the Sona app and I was just like, wow. I was like, okay, I can just relax now. It's just definitely a wonderful tool. And I really appreciate you, Marnie, for coming on and sharing some amazing tools, whether that's breathing, whether that's shaking it out, all of that good stuff. And I think, you know, it's all about freedom and being super limitless with our creativity. So I really appreciate having you, and thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much, Lori. This is so delightful, and I just wish you the best. This is a wonderful podcast.
Thank you. Aw, thank you. And everyone, keep creative and just keep going and don't give up on your dreams. You know, anything is possible, and we're all limitless creatives, so just keep going with your creativity. Thanks so much.